Let's take you straight to Tokyo now. Christy Doran from Fox Sports, part of the huge News Limited presence in Tokyo, covering the Tokyo Games, and of course a good friend of the morning show with Matt White. G'day, Christy.
Yeah, g'day. Great to join you this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for your time, mate. I can imagine that you're busy. You were at the rugby today. Now, can you talk me through this one? Australia v New Zealand. We had a lot going on at the time, and every time I looked up, the Aussies looked okay. And then I looked up and they'd managed to squander a 12-point halftime lead.
That's the beauty of the rugby sevens, isn't it? You blink and it's over. And yeah, Australia dominated the first half. And much like Argentina the day earlier when they raced out to a 24-0 lead in the first half, Australia raced out to a 12-0 lead. And that was just built on the back of possession and being able to control possession. And when you have 1 or 2 minutes, 3 minutes of use of the ball, you're going to score tries in sevens because there's that much space available. 12-0 lead, but against New Zealand, that's typically not enough. They came back, and as they so often do, and we've seen it year after year in Bledisloe Cups, the All Blacks came back and they win 14-12. But in reality, it probably doesn't matter too much because Australia would have had a difficult quarterfinal opponent regardless. Now they're up against Fiji. They would have been up against, potentially, I don't think they actually could have moved because they would have been in the top, they would have missed out in the top two places anyway. So they would have finished third regardless of the result against New Zealand today. So Fiji tonight at 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard.
Yeah, so that'll be the last of the quarterfinals to be played. So it all happens rather quickly, both on the field and off at the two games per day. What do you expect from the Fijians tonight? They've been flexing their muscles on the way through. A bit of a slow start for their one against Great Britain, but once they get motoring, Fiji, they're pretty hard to stop. They beat Great Britain 33-7 this morning.
Yeah, the Fijians, they're the reigning gold medalists. They had success against Australia just recently in the Oceania Sevens, which was at the end of June in Townsville. Look, the Fijians, we know what they offer. And that's the thing that Tim Walsh, speaking to him straight after the game, basically he said, look, Fiji's got a great plan A, but they don't really have a plan B. And that's because they love to play that kind of Harlem Globetrotters sort of way about them, where they offload and they try to keep the ball in play as much as possible. But you've got someone like a Semi Radradra, who's one of the great players going around. He's a star in the NRL, and he's coming up against a guy called Dietrich Roach, who's a former Parramatta boy. He's still a Parramatta fan, and he used to grow up idolising this guy. So it's a great opportunity for these guys to go out there to play, and they're building with every performance. So I don't think, you know, you look at the Australian side and you go, they've lost two matches out of three. Well, they're not much puff. Well, the reality is that they fell behind, could have beaten Argentina for the last kick of the game, could have beaten New Zealand in the last play of the game. Anything can happen in rugby seven, so it's one to watch. Samu Karevi, you would imagine, will have an important role to play, and he's been simply destructive since coming on throughout these first three games.
So the quarters, Christy, New Zealand versus Canada, Great Britain have the US, South Africa v Argentina, and then we've got Fiji. Who are you tipping at the quarterfinal stage for tonight? Who ends up with the gold here, mate?
Well, New Zealand's been the favourites for a long, long time. They've been great. They're just such a well-oiled machine. There's a lot of composure and experienced heads with Tim Mickelson there, Kurt Baker. You know, so when you're leaving out a guy called Caleb Clark, who can't even make the first 12, and he was the star for the All Blacks last year, it tells you about the depth there. It'll be interesting to see if Australia can win and they can beat Fiji. Well, I think they're a strong chance of making the final, because even though they lost against Argentina, they would then either play Argentina or South Africa, and this South African team isn't quite as strong as it was probably 2 years ago. So it's open, and it's far more open than the women's tournament. There's probably only two or three nations that can win here. You'd probably say that there's five nations that could get into that final.
All right. So the focus tonight, Tokyo Stadium at 8 o'clock our time, Australia v Fiji. Appreciate your time as always, Christy. We'll catch up when the competition continues over the next couple of days.
Look forward to it. Cheers, Matt.
Christy Doran there. So Australia losing to Argentina 29-19, beating Korea 42-5, and after leading 12-0 at halftime and at one stage facing a six-man Kiwi side in the second half, have gone down to New Zealand 14-12. The next semi-final is underway in the surfing in the women's side. So it's Moore versus Suzuki. So Moore, the American, against Suzuki from Japan. This will decide the other and the final position in the women's finals. We need to take a break here on Tokyo 2020 Live on SEN.